Creekside with Don and Jan. Welcome to Creekside with Don and Jan. If you care to live in harmony with nature and the land, and you wish to live more peacefully with all your fellow man, if self-reliant living is a big part of your plan, if you like to talk some politics with those who really can, this is the time, this is the place, Creekside with Don and Jan. Sit right down and make some space, Creekside with Don and Jan. Let's get started right away, Creekside with Don and Jan. No more singing, no delay, Creekside with Don and Jan. Creekside with Don and Jan.
Well, howdy and welcome to another episode of Creekside with Don and Jan. Hi, I'm Don Stover.
And I'm Jan Stover, and we're recording early for this episode. We're recording on Saturday, April the 28th. So the Sunday night tradition has now moved to Saturday for just this week.
Just this week.
Right.
And you know why?
I do, but you might want to share well, with our listeners.
We get to go see our youngest son tomorrow in Indianapolis.
Right-ish
area. Mm-hmm. His one of his childhood friends is, well, by now married, and they're celebrating that event in near Carmel, Indiana.
And so we said, so, yeah, 3 hours away, we're going to get in the car and go. And good sense may tell us otherwise, because the magazine is also due to go to press.
Well, but it's a three-hour drive over, and it's a three-hour drive back, and 3 hours with him is worth it. So there's a nine-hour day, and I've done that many times in the car. Don't think about it. Don't think twice, and we'll be back home maybe Sunday night. Don't worry about the cat. So we have got a special guest today.
We do.
You want to say who it is?
It's Mary Kinsler. And we just laughed before the show. I've called her Mary Kinsler for 20 years. And I said right before we went on the air, before I officially announce your name, what is it? And so anyway, welcome to the show, Mary.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Well, and we've known you for so long because you were the art teacher out of the Greenville High School. And our kids were both in art. And speaking of Gabe, of
They
were artsy. Yes, artsy.
Most definitely.
And we've always kind of followed what you've been doing, and you said you've been following what we're doing. So tonight we converge here and are doing something together.
Yay.
So, specifically, we saw that it's a Mother's Day event that you do out at 4th Street Barbecue at Willie's Place. Is that right?
That's correct.
And tell us about that. What's going on?
Okay, well, next Sunday, we are going to have a Sunday Fun Day that is a Mommy and Me painting party. And so you can sign up for this, and the moms or grandmas or aunts or friends, whoever wants to come and bring a child. And even if you don't want to bring a child, you can come and join us. But we're doing dual paintings. And so the paintings will be drawn out for the people that are going to be there to paint, and they will fit together.
Oh, neat.
And
oh, okay.
So that way, the adult has a painting and the child has a painting, but when you put them together, they also make another painting.
Oh, you know, I'm going to think of this and talk about our kids being artsy, and Zach did for Christmas once. It wasn't a painting, but it was artwork with wood, and he made five different images that...
Six.
Yeah. And then we all got, I guess that would be right with the family. Yeah. And so we all got our own piece. But like you just said, had they all hung together, and he laid them all out on the kitchen floor and said, this is what they look like together. And then we all went home with our individual pieces, knowing that we were part of that shared family
all
in art
together.
And life. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, we had three pieces that hung on our walls. He has one that hangs on his, and your brother has one that hangs on his. So that's... I got to put them back up.
Well, and I like that concept. It's perfect for Mother and Me because that's the whole theme, right?
Exactly.
Yes. So, go ahead. I'm sorry. We both got one and talk questions at the same time. Go ahead.
You go ahead, Don.
No, you go ahead.
So are you the one that thinks of the images, or will they have input? How do you progress on that?
Usually what happens is Tabitha, who coordinates this, Tabitha Cook, gets in touch with me, and she says, what do you have? Do you have any ideas for what we could do for our Sunday Fun Day art time? And then I'll shoot her some ideas, and we'll put them out there for people to choose from. So we know ahead of time.
Well, I've seen some of the artwork, and one of them is a Mama Owl, Baby Owl.
Yes.
So I'm inclined to want to kick you out there, Jan, and you do it.
That would be awesome.
It would be awesome, but you would have to do two.
I could do two.
There you go.
Or you could do four.
Or I could bring
a
friend.
Or you could do, let's see, we have wives in the picture too now with the boys.
Yes. So the options are endless.
Wow.
That's right. And we don't have grandchildren yet. We talk about grandpuppies.
I was going to say, you have your animals.
Four grandpuppies,
and
yes.
And I bet you can have some wine while you're doing it too.
I bet I can. I may see you Sunday.
There you go.
If all the magazines for the May issue are delivered, I need a good sit-down mom and me time.
There you go.
Yes.
That would be cool.
So how long have you been doing art classes? And like you said earlier to us off air, you don't look at so much as a class. Maybe describe that first and then we'll move on.
Right. I feel like I'm more of a facilitator. I take my paints, my canvas, my brushes, anything that we might need to one of these painting parties. And if they want me to draw something ahead of time, I do. If not, I always make sure that I have some extra blank canvases for the people that are a little braver, mm-hmm. a little more, you know, ooh, let me just throw some paint out here and see what happens.
Splish, splash.
Exactly. And that way, you know, we set it up so that I can walk around. I talk with people about what they're doing. I try to, you know, just encourage people. A lot of people are really afraid to put that brush into the paint and put it on that canvas, even when it's pre-drawn. And it's just a really good feeling for everybody, I think, because they end up walking away with something that they've made. And I get a chance to sort of just encourage people to dabble in the arts a little bit.
Well, it's cool. You got to have a way to, you got to get your feet wet somehow. And if doing it that way is the way to do it, for crying out loud. I grew up behind my mom, who was reluctant to join a painting club. And in Centralia, they had the Centralia Cultural Society, and they put out a weekly and then in later years a monthly painting club. And at my tender age, I went with her. At 12 years old, she drug me in the car, and we'd go out and paint on Sunday nights or whenever they had the events. And I stood there watching what Mom did and watched my mom come to life, you know, in a way I'd never seen before.
Oh, that's neat, Don.
Yeah. That's cool. Mm-hmm. That's very cool.
And, you know, then on Saturday mornings, you'd watch Bob Ross. that was part of the run-of-the-mill, this is, you got to watch Bob Ross with Mom. That was it.
Well, that's nice memories to have.
Yeah.
And we were also talking about Bob Ross before we went on the air, and you were saying anything that brings people to art in any way that encourages them to try it is worth watching and exploring.
Right. And I'll admit, when I first, probably about 5 years ago, started doing these painting parties, I was a little leery about the idea of pre-drawn canvases.
Mm-hmm.
Because to me, I want people to just experience painting. And I thought, I don't care whether it looks like something. I just want people to get the feel of the paint and have a chance to do something they haven't done before. And what I discovered was that there are so many people that just they just have to jump that hurdle.
Mm-hmm.
And if a pre-drawn canvas meant that they would experience painting as opposed to not having the experience or not trying it, I thought, I've got to get past my belief mm-hmm. that the blank canvas is okay,
sure.
and everything else, you know, is kind of, you know, not so cool. But it is; it works, and I've watched people just come to life when they know that there's something there they can follow.
Mm-hmm.
The paint by number scheme was not a bad idea.
No, not at all.
For people that couldn't dance, the dance by the footsteps on the floor method worked for them,
sure.
and. Anything that puts the art in and the brush in the hand of the artist is, yeah, it's absolutely right.
It's a very positive experience for everybody then. So
well, if they can go home, like you said, and they take something with them, I did this.
Right.
then that's the next step. And if they come and enjoy the Mommy and Me adventures in painting, they can find you here at Adam Brothers Music and Coffee House every week, as I understand it, doing the same kind of events.
On Tuesday nights? Is
that on Tuesday nights from 6:30 to 8:30. And it's an open art for the most part. Sometimes we have a theme, but you do not have to stick with the theme. If you come in and you have an idea of what you want to do, then you can do it. We provide canvas, paint, watercolor supplies, markers, colored pencils, just anything, you know, within reason that you could use to make art. And we have all ages. It's wonderful. I always say elementary through adult. Mm-hmm. We would love to have littler kids, but that involves a special time.
Sure.
So you can't always, you know, expect for a little one to be able to hang out with the adults for that.
It also requires a big sheet on the floor. A drop cloth.
Sure. And I've done that. And that's another fun time to do a Mommy and Me.
Oh, I bet.
Is if you do preschool age kids.
Oh, wow.
And have their moms come or an older brother or sister come with them. That's a great time.
How'd you get the idea? I know, you know, all those years you were the art teacher, and so you were in a setting that was totally different than what you're doing now. And so how did you jump from that to what you're doing now? What transpired in those years?
To private sector art.
Right.
Okay. Well, structured art, too.
Well, I always said that I did not plan on teaching in a structured setting, if you want to call the public school system a structured setting, and I think we would. I didn't plan on doing that forever.
Mm-hmm.
I never saw myself retiring from that. I saw myself working at it, working with kids, until I thought that I would do more good leaving than staying. And so I just reached a point in my life where I went, I'm done. I knew it. It was, I had finished. I'd done 20 years in the high school. Loved my high school kids. Mm-hmm. People would go, you teach high school? And I'd say, I love my high school kids, you know. But I thought, I need to go back now and teach little ones, and I wanted to teach older people.
Mm-hmm.
I just felt like I'd been sort of in the middle, and I needed to sort of go back to younger and older and sort of bring everybody together. And so that's when I started branching out doing all of these little things that have now become kind of a big thing for me.
That's so cool.
A regular occurrence.
Yes.
Now. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, that is cool. I had no idea.
And it also gave me a chance to go back to doing my art.
Your own art.
On a fairly continuous basis. So.
What's your favorite medium, or is there a favorite for you?
Oh, I paint. I am a painter.
Well, I guess I should have said, do you use what?
Acrylics,
watercolor?
I use acrylics, but I will tell you my heart will always be in the oil box. Mm.
Cool.
Yes. It's just hard to have oil paintings going when you have to choose your times to paint and draw. So acrylic works because it's a faster drying medium and it's a little more forgiving, and I can work small or large and sort of do my thing.
Well, I know you take your art into the kitchen. So you want to explain what that means too?
Yes. So the perfect day would be like today. This morning I needed to bake. And so I baked. And then this afternoon I needed to draw out some designs because I'm actually doing a painting party at a post-prom function.
Oh, wow.
How cool is that?
Yeah.
No kidding.
So today I got to bake and I got to draw and I got to assemble all my materials and have a good time and be outside because the weather's beautiful.
Oh, it is. So when you take your art to the kitchen, and by that I mean baking.
Yes, exactly.
What's your favorite thing to bake? And now I understand you're baking for Adam Brothers too.
Yes, I am. My favorite thing to bake is I have two items that seem to be a lot, there's a lot of history behind them. One is a drop sugar cookie. We have them here at Adam Brothers. They call them the So Goods. And those I've been baking, I cannot tell you how many years or how many I've made. And it all started as a cookie that I would share with my students a very long time ago because they're so good. Yes. And what's really funny is my mom gave me the recipe for them, but the way I make them, they don't look or taste at all like what she made.
Huh. Have you added anything differently?
I think it's because once I learned the recipe, I started playing.
Mm-hmm.
And so I have a tendency to play with the sugar and play with the vanilla and do a little bit with
you
it.
You tweak it.
I tweak it, and I always look at it a little bit like it's an artsy thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's like I'm going to make it mine. This is, you know, I like the taste, but what if I do this?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, then I like this even better.
Well, if you're supposed to put three shots of rum in the batter, mm-hmm. and you put three shots of rum in the cook, does it still work out okay?
Exactly. Yeah, probably. Probably. You know, I don't have a problem with that.
Okay.
So if you want to look at it that way, we'll look at
it that
way.
Not a problem for me either.
The other thing is my double chocolate brownies. And same sort of story behind them, just something that I made for somebody else. And they went, oh my gosh, what
double
did you
chocolate.
Do to this? And sometimes they're even triple chocolate, but that
Look
scares
out.
That scares people if I say they're triple chocolate. So the ones we have here are a double chocolate. They are a double fudge dark chocolate.
And they're delicious.
Is what they are. Thank
they
you
are
very much.
Yes.
They are.
I love the corners.
And so you like the corners.
I love the
Good
corners.
For you. And so, you know, they're just, to me, cooking becomes a lot of, it's hands-on art.
Mm-hmm.
It's creativity, and I love sharing it. I very rarely, other than taste testing it, I very rarely eat my own baking because I like to make it for other people. My daughter fusses at me that I like to make things for other people more than I like to make things for her. She is wrong.
Until she starts buying them.
But she likes to mess with me about it, because she'll say, gee, Mom, who are these for? Obviously not me.
Poor darling daughter.
Yeah, poor darling daughter.
I imagine she's had her share of sweet treats in the kitchen baked by you.
Yes, she has.
Does she have a tendency to enjoy baking herself?
No. Because she says, as long as I can do it, there's no reason for her to worry about it.
Well, that's cool.
Yes.
Well, hey, I've got a little bitty note here that I want to throw in.
Okay.
A friend of mine came up to me the other day and said, oh, I should have done this and this, and I didn't do it. And I said, well, here, let me have it. Let me see what it is. And we'll put it on the podcast just in case. Now, listen, the Tamalco Christian Church is having their National Day of Prayer free breakfast May 3rd from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m., that's in Tamalco, down southeast Bond County. The prayer will be going on every 30 minutes, recognizing police officers, firemen, EMTs, elected officials, and the military. And they're at 1798 Tamalco Avenue in Keysport. Now, that's the Tamalco Christian Church National Day of Prayer, free breakfast. I said free breakfast, May 3rd, 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. You can't beat it. So hop on out there and enjoy a free breakfast and the National Day of Prayer.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go. That's all I got.
Oh, that's all you got.
Okay. And Mr. Langham will be very happy. Come on out. Tell her Don and Jan sent you.
What they really need is to get some of your baked goodies out there. There might be a real draw, Mary.
There you go. I don't know.
Sans rum, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah,
it bakes out.
It does.
Well, and we were talking about rum and beer and coffee and teas and all kinds of things that go in to baking in general. And we've all discovered that beer sometimes can really enhance, like a stout can enhance a cookie or a brownie or something like that too. So, you know, those are, you put rum in your...
In my pecan pies.
Yeah. And
oh,
it's
yes.
just...
I've had,
oh,
yum.
Yeah. And not just yes. rum. I'm talking spiced rum.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Or yeah. Myers rum. Oh, yeah. That's, it makes it, it sets
oh,
it
I
a notch
that's
up.
That's delicious.
It
yes.
is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes.
And like I said, the alcohol bakes out. What you're looking for is the flavor. And mm-hmm. the same way with beers, when you put them in things, you're looking for the addition from the malt and the malt sugars. Is that mm-hmm. what you're saying?
That and whatever, especially with some of the craft beers. And
the hoppiness, too, is also
the hoppiness or just those nice undertones, those mm-hmm. rich undertones from
bitter,
the
yeah,
little
bitter
add-ins.
Agents to, mm-hmm. yeah, alpha acids, yeah.
Right.
That's I can't wait to have some of your Porter designs. Mm-hmm. We were talking about that off mic, and I expect a full report next week.
We saw, remember, everyone does pairings now. You know, that's something right. You might keep in mind, too, down the road for some. You could pair art and brownies and beer, and the list is endless. But it was interesting because there was a site that did pairings of Girl Scout cookies and beer. And that just kind of makes your head spin at first.
I heard about
the whole notion. But we tried. Unfortunately, we couldn't get real Girl Scout cookies. It was not the right season. But we had a facsimile of Girl Scout cookies.
Well, Dollar General sells a facsimile of Girl Scout cookies. And their striped fudge jobs that we like, they're dead knockoffs.
And
they're,
so we paired them with a... like a chocolate beer, and that was tasty, too. So there's always something. In fact, I think you can get recipes that duplicate Girl Scout cookies. I don't know if you've ever tried that. You may be too busy creating and making your own.
Yeah, no need to copy when you've got it right to begin with, right?
So anyway, let's get back to a little bit of your history. You mentioned earlier when we were distinguishing how to pronounce your name, you told us that your name actually means something that is appropriate to your life.
Yes, the German translation is art or craftsperson.
See, you were meant to be, weren't you?
Meant to be. Mm-hmm. No one else on that side of the family that I know of in the recent history is an art person, but it's just very interesting.
It all got focused into you. Huh?
Evidently.
Yeah. Where did you go to college?
I went to Millikan University in Decatur.
Millikan girl.
Yep.
Well, that was... I've known a lot of people from Southern Illinois, you know, get just enough away from mom and dad and go to Millikan. it was a good school.
Yes, excellent school.
Yeah.
And did you always know you were going to be an artist?
Yes.
So that's where you went. Your focus was there.
And I was very fortunate. I had parents who totally believed that you put out the pens and the crayons and the paints and you let your kids explore. My dad was a science teacher for 39 years, and so I grew up knowing about the weather and, you know, look at those clouds and see what's going on. And
you know Bernoulli's principle, in other words.
Yes. And, you know, pick up those rocks, take a look at what's around you. And like I say, my mom always worked with kids, and we just always were so fortunate to have just materials available.
You know the difference between the geode and the any other thing that's laying on the ground, right?
Exactly.
Oh, that's so cool. You know, she. You know, if Jan wasn't sitting here, I'd say you're hot. Oh, wait a minute.
But I am sitting here, and he did. So
I don't know if that's appropriate.
Okay, knowledge is.
Knowledge is hot.
Knowledge is hot.
That's true.
Knowledge is power.
That's what I've told my daughter. It's very true. Yeah.
And I hear your daughter's interested in the art world, too.
Yes. She's majoring in art history, anthropology with an emphasis in archaeology, going to minor in French so that way she can go abroad and do the things she wants to do besides... you know, staying here.
Well, isn't it amazing, though, what our kids, when you think about them, how they've grown and what they've done with their lives, mm-hmm. and you never know what's going to take place in some little town in some little way. Something gets triggered and off they go.
It's amazing because some of what she thought she was going to do is still there, mm-hmm. but watching it evolve, this is her first year at college,
it
and watching it
path.
Evolve, and, you know, she's had a couple of really great instructors, and she's already going to be working a field school this summer and getting to dig at Cahokia, just really, you know, she's just so excited, and I'm so excited for her because mm-hmm. she's happy.
And where's she studying?
She's at SLU.
Okay, cool.
And she's eventually hoping, she wants to go into arts management with an education mm-hmm. emphasis. You know, she wants to get people turned on to art and archaeology and those sorts of things. You know, just culture. Mm-hmm. That people need to be aware of all kinds of cultures and other peoples and what they believe and what they hold dear.
Mm-hmm. We mentioned that you now have time to do your own art for yourself. So if people want to find out and discover your art, how can they see it?
Well, I do have a Facebook page, which is always, you know, nice for an artist to have. Mm-hmm. I find it to be a little bit easier to work with than having a website because my artwork that I do myself gets sandwiched in between the artwork I do with other people. So that's helpful. Yeah. But periodically, I try to get my work into shows. I participate in juried shows. I've participated in the 33 art shows that are through St. Louis Art. They are in Webster Groves once a month, and it's a juried exhibition. You put in your work. You may or may not get in.
Sure.
Chance to show your work. And most recently, just this past week, I got a piece put into the local show that is the Our Common Ground Artists Guild mm-hmm. here in Greenville. And that show is going to be next weekend, opening next weekend.
At the Smart Center,
right? At the Smart Center. Mm-hmm. And I believe the opening reception is Friday evening. And then it will be up, I think, for about a month.
That's nice.
I think I'm correct on that. So,
and for all those people that want to find you on Facebook, do you want to spell your last name for them?
It is KUENSTLER.
There you go.
And my Facebook page is called Impressions and Expressions in Arts and Crafts. But if you put my name in,
you'll get to you one way or another.
You'll find me.
Well, thanks so much. And you want to tell people again how they can sign up for the Mommy and Me event?
Yes. If you check out Willie's Place or 4th Street Barbecue page on Facebook.
We love Willie's Place is their Facebook page for sure.
Okay.
I know that one because I went to the wrong one.
Ooh, okay, good.
Yeah.
And because I wouldn't have been necessarily sure about that.
We love Willie's Place and 4th Street Barbecue. Yeah.
Okay. Oh. And there should be an event posted that says something about Mommy and Me or Sunday Fun Day and the event. And you can just sign up on there or you can call out. And if you get a hold of somebody out there, you can leave a message that you're going to come.
That'll work cool.
So they don't have to pay in advance. They can just come and show up.
They can show up, and that we just need to know how many people would be in their party,
mm-hmm.
you know, whether it be two,
important.
Four.
Yeah, so they can show up, but you advise them to call first.
Right.
Okay, and what about when they come to Tuesday nights at Adam Brothers? Do you just show up, or do you encourage people to call first?
It's always nice to know ahead of time, but we are well aware that a Tuesday night in the middle of a week with kids and other activities that you may or may not be able to, you know, let me know ahead of time. Mm-hmm. I'm usually prepared to have, you know, 10 to 15 people, and we tend to run a class. I mean, it doesn't matter how many people show up. We paint or we draw.
Mm-hmm. There's walls really in here.
Exactly. So that being said, if we always post an event, mm-hmm. for the Tuesday night art.
That's cool.
And that way it's always shared on Adam Brothers also.
Right. I've noticed that too. I see that come across and Don and I keep saying, we're going to do this.
We're going to do it.
One of these days
we're not going to press on Tuesday.
Yeah. Or delivering or all those other things we do. But I think we all have to kind of reclaim our lives sometimes, don't you? Life gets too hectic.
Exactly.
And we forget about the important things or we get overwhelmed, maybe. So,
right.
Painting could be meditative, and
it is, mm-hmm. and I view it that way. And I definitely think within the last couple of years that I've sort of set up my life so that it revolves a little bit more around doing those sorts of things, as opposed to I have to get here or I have to mm-hmm. get there, and you know the art meditative part of my life is much more important now probably than it's ever been.
That's so cool.
Yeah, I want that.
Well, hey, I want that too.
Well, and we even talk about when we write, that is an artistic endeavor, but it uses a different aspect. You don't rest in the same way. And there's a, you know, whatever you do for your living is also nice to have something different as a hobby right now.
Oh, I'm writing a piece on my desk right now that's just driving me crazy. So
time to paint.
Time to paint.
So anyway, thanks for joining us.
Oh, thank you for having me.
By the way, Creekside with Don and Jan is the official podcast of the Owl Creek Gazette with our Creekside studio here at Adam Brothers Music and Coffee House here in downtown Greenville, Illinois.
And you can find out anything you need to know about the magazine at owlcreekgazette.com.
There
you go. See, there we hit both stones.
We did.
All right. Or two birds, one stone. All right. Hey, y'all take care. Thanks for listening. And Mary, thank you for coming down and joining us.
This was fun.
And we're going to have a brownie one of these days in the near future.
Yeah. We may run out there and check to see if there's anything else.
Sometimes we do that. We eat and record all at the same time. So thanks again.
Bye-bye now.
Good night.
Bye.